Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton here. Denver, Colorado, did you bring your snowshoes? I have never seen the word blizzard on a weather report in any place I've ever lived in my entire life. My first blizzard.
But this is a lot of fun. I have thoroughly enjoyed all the conversations that we've had so far. I'm almost out of coffee, so this may be one of the last interviews that we do this evening. But this is going to be such a fun segment because we have with us, from Enphase Energy, a customer of Excel4 Apps, Mr. Scott Engel. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are delighted to have you. Before we talk about Excel4 Apps, give us a little bit of a feel for Enphase Energy. What are you guys all about?
Enphase Energy is just setting the solar world on fire. We manufacture microinverters, and they connect to solar panels. They convert the DC to AC energy to provide electricity for your home or your commercial property. We also have a monitoring application. It's a hardware-software bundle that you can check out on your mobile device or your PC, see how your rooftop is doing. It's really, really cool. Plus, a 25-year warranty. Absolutely awesome product.
I think he's answered that question before.
So this solar thing, you think that's going to stick around?
It's going to catch on.
All right.
The sun, we're hoping that sticks around, right? So it makes sense that solar energy would be around, too.
Echo that, brother.
All right, so what brings you to the conference?
I'm here, obviously, OAUG is a great conference to come to, but I'm here basically with the Excel4 Apps folks, and I like to think to myself as a spokesperson for their product, just an awesome application as far as being able to do financial reporting with Oracle.
Okay, so that's what these guys are about, is doing financial reporting within the Oracle environment.
Within EBS, we're on R12. It doesn't really matter what release you're on, but it really provides a really fantastic way to do reporting, streamline your reporting from any Oracle environment into Excel. Everybody wants all their data in Excel anyway, users, CFOs, auditors, you name it.
Tell us a little bit about the migration from whatever you were using before.
Yeah, we had a Tier 2 ERP app that was really, really, you know, the users loved it. IT didn't necessarily, so we had that in place, and the organization decided they knew that we needed to grow into something better. And Oracle was the decision. R12 was what we decided we needed to go to. Everything was in line. It was really great. We just dumped the old app and went to R12, and it really fit well for the first month.
For the first month?
I set you up.
You did set us, because there's transition costs, right? There's a whole managing the change piece of this thing, right?
Big time.
Everybody's good with change, so that's probably not an issue,
is easy,
right?
Everybody loves change.
Sure. There's no such thing as change management. There's no such thing as culture change, any of that stuff. Yeah, we had a lot of issues with our users, and what we went to with Oracle was disappointing to them initially. Honestly, until we brought Excel4 Apps on board, they really saw the light, and they really enjoyed the functionality of the application and still do.
They understand this change management side as well.
Yes, they do. IT's driving it down their throats, man. Socks all the way.
So now, how do you get all the stakeholders kind of on board when you're using somebody like Excel4 Apps?
It's a real hard one initially, because when you try to convey, especially some real stingy finance folks, you know, they're always thinking IT's always telling them what to do, but we brought in Excel4 Apps. We did a demo. They took a look at it, and honestly, they were just amazed, and we had them at hello.
Okay, so this made your job easier, more productive, more fun, but let's talk about ROI for the organization. Did it really translate to that, and does it continue to translate to the bottom line ROI, or is it just making your job a little easier, and that's enough for you?
Well, I got to touch on a little easier first, because less reliance on IT is huge. Not having users come down to me, how do I do this, how do I do that, is huge. They own it. They're the experts. That, to me, is just priceless all in and of itself. ROI-wise, to not have consultants, to not have specialty people coming in and doing specific reports for us, FSGs and so on, it's all out of the picture. Right now, we're getting our ROI on a daily basis with what our users are able to generate for auditors, for management, for themselves, for closing periods, for ad hoc reporting. It's a full product.
So now, when you were deciding to decide which vendor to use, what pushed Excel4 Apps over the top?
Yeah, we looked at a whole bunch of vendors like Xero. because we really had no idea that Excel for Apps was out there. We had no idea that we had a problem with...
You didn't know you had a problem?
We had to know it.
They knew, but you didn't
know? They knew you had a problem.
You are exactly right.
Wow.
After we closed our first period, that's when we realized we had a problem. And that's when we brought on Excel for Apps. And so fast, they filled this, I call it a chasmic void. And it was all financial reporting. And our disgruntled finance people...
All of a sudden, now they're happy, right?
We turned their grumpy smiles upside down.
So now that you're enlightened, you're educated, what kinds of questions would you ask the next time around? What kinds of things would you look for? I'm looking for some counsel that perhaps you can provide the next person so maybe they don't have to pay quite the, at least, emotional price that you had to pay going through this.
Yeah, the emotional part's huge. But, you know, I think it really all has to do with really getting your users focused. Our users, I don't think we're so focused. They were, I kind of have some empathy for them because they were pulled in a lot of different directions. And they gave us their time and attention during CRPs and UATs. But we really didn't have everything from them. So really, when their needs came up when it came time to close our first period, and they realized they didn't have everything that they needed, that's when they panicked. So for those people that are either migrating to R12 or taking on Oracle R12 brand new, hit up those finance people like it's their first day using it. And they're raw. You got to be raw with them. And you got to say, hey, you know, this is really your life. What do you need? And it's like shaking a tree, you know, do it. And I think if we did that, we wouldn't have gone through the month or two of excess
Can you walk us through a little bit about what the installation and training process was like?
With Excel for Apps was relatively straightforward. We had one demo. We had probably a half-hour conversation with the Excel for Apps folks, with an assistant controller, international and domestic controller. That was it. From that point, you know how, like, when you're in the, I always picture it about, like, being in the Serengeti and you throw a match, and it just spreads? That's exactly what happened to my finance department with the application.
Well, I don't think we can dismiss either your change magic or the sponsorship, the genuine support you must have from your senior-level executives within Enphase. Speak to that culture a little bit, because I got to tell you, that's a little unusual, too, isn't it?
Yeah, well... pretty much upper management definitely understands that Excel for Apps essentially is it's a support bracket. And picture a bridge, because on the West Coast, around the Bay Area, we're big on bridges. So picture a bridge without a support structure. Excel for Apps is our support structure, and they understand that.
So now, if somebody wants to learn more about your firm, what's your website?
Enphaseenergy.com.
And do you know where to go for Excel for Apps?
Absolutely, excelforapps.com. All the time. They've got some great demos on board. They've got some great products and features to be able to check out their application. Anybody, do it big time. It's worth it.
And do you know where you're going in the future with Excel for Apps? And what are your plans in the coming months, you think?
I think from my management's directive was to make as tight a bond with these people as we possibly can and maintain that relationship because we're in it for the long run.
Are you together at the show here today?
I'm with a few people back and forth, but I'm basically here doing everything that OAUG people do.
All right. We appreciate you being part of this, and we appreciate the Excel for Apps people being part of this.
Hey, it's been an absolute delight having you on the show, man. I appreciate you coming to visit with us.
You guys are fun. I'll do this more often.
All right. We'll see you in about 15 minutes.
Cool.
All right. Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will be back in a few.